Welcome back. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, sometimes year to date, for from Carp to Goleta for the week ending July 16th, 2010. It's the 28th week of the year, 2010, and it's the 600th week I've compiled these statistics, the big 600. What is that, gold or blue or dirt? New listings, first category. 37 new listings hit the books this week. We had a high of 52 2 weeks ago. I feel like I'm giving the weather. 37 new listings hit the books this week. A low of 625,000 down on De La Vina. That was one of the Motoring with Mark stories I wanted to tell you about. Unusual neighborhood around the corner from my 110 West Haley that I sold. The refrigerator and freezer were below the kitchen cabinets. This is a tight living space. Really cool, slick. A high of 6,900,000 on San Ysidro Road. 23 of the 37 were under $1 million. That's more than half. That means that the median, half of the 37 were under $1 million. They were actually under $925,000 for the 37 new listings. The average at almost a million five. So we had a few higher priced homes, but clearly 37. So 18 were below 925. 18 were above 925. The first one above 925 could have been 2 million. It wasn't, because we know the average was 1.5 million. That's for your benefit, Brent. Second category, opened escrows. 20 lucky people opened escrows, or opened escrow, I should say, on their single-family home in MLS for the week ending July 16th, 2010. A low of 399,000 on Alphonse, and a high of 14,995,000 on East Mountain Drive. 12 of the 20, again, more than half, below $1 million, median price 819. So of the 20 listings, 10 were below 819, 10 were above. But there were quite a few above, because the average, 2.2 million, had a lot of high-end properties in there. Sometimes I would do this for these categories, sold, new, and opened, and year-to-date, and it always seems to round about, and I think last time I did it year-to-date, about a third of all the sold listings, single-family homes, were above $1.2 million. So if you just heard that figure, instead of the median price of being $860,000 year-to-date for 2010, if someone just told you, oh, look, a third of all listings selling in Santa Barbara over $1.2 million, you would say, it's an expensive place to live. And it would be true. The fact is, due to a lot of circumstances and the foreclosures and short sales, there also have been a lot of lower-end properties for sale as well, and they are the ones predominantly have been selling, and that's why the median price is where it's at. Third category, sold listings. 16 even luckier people actually closed escrow on their single-family homes for the week ending July 16th, 2010. A low of $468,000 on Vallecito. In Carpinteria, I had a listing on Vallecito. It's kind of rough. The owner couldn't get out of the house. Escrow closed, and the house was empty, but the garage, she just couldn't get out. It's the only time that ever happened to me. She was out by the end of the day. Technically, the keys should have been passed somewhere around 1 o'clock, confirmation of recording. But that was a tough situation. She was a widow, and it was a little tough. A high of the 16 sold listings, 5.1 million on Fernald Point Lane, right there on the beach, down at the down past, just south of the Miramar Hotel, or what was once the Miramar Hotel, now the Miramar blighted rock, whatever you want to call it. It's just dead. 16 sold listings, 7 were under $1 million. So the eighth one was $1,190,000, and that's the median price for the sold listings, $1,190,000. Interestingly enough, the average only $1,460,000. So despite the $5,100,000 for Fernald Point Lane, a very good mix, or I should say not good, but a close mix of houses that sold in the range of 1,460,000. That was the average. And that's for the week ending July 16th, 2010. Weekly multiple listing sales update, single family residences only. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, temporarily blog.RadioRealEstate.com as well to catch past programs. Search MLS listings throughout California. Call me at my Santa Barbara office after the program at 452-2428-452-CHAT if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.